to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
And good to be back. Thanks for listening. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm your host, The Surfer, and we're here to talk comic books, anything related to comic books. And, of course, the best way to do that is for you to call me on Skype, because I'm here to talk to you, the people. And you can join me on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. And if you just want to listen, of course, hopefully you're in the Rant EM Radio chat room live, but there are other ways you might be listening to us later on. Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, if you're listening live on TuneIn. So, appreciate you listening. We appreciate more if you called in. And so give me a second while I pull up the page, because I need to go over my box office numbers for the week, since we do have some movies that relate to box office, so relate to comics, that is. And so that's what Box Office Mojo is for. These are the weekend estimates for this week. Guardians of the Galaxy came in second place with $19 million, adding to its domestic total $333 million, and it's a worldwide total, it's $783. I believe it's like third place for the year as far as worldwide, behind Fast and Furious and Beauty and the Beast. Now, whether Guardians make a billion, I have no idea. Excuse me. Alien Covetous drops down to fourth place, added another $10 million to its domestic total of $57 million after 2 weeks. And Aliens overseas, worldwide, is $158 million. It is well over its budget, just like Guardians, so they are not flops. Unlike King Arthur, who dropped down to eighth place with a $3 million to add to its domestic total of $33 million, but its budget was $175 million, so it is definitely a flop. And let that be a lesson to you. If you want to take stories that a lot of millennials don't care about, don't try to change it up. Keep it classic, so at least you get the older generation curious to see it. But if you change it up for the older generation, the younger generation don't care, then you just got the recipe for nobody seeing your work. Excuse me, I had to take a drink. Now, let's try to get some news. And let me check the chat room. Are you right in the chat room? Billionaire Ted, hey, how you doing? Billionaire Ted's in the chat room. I could use a couple of million, if you don't mind. I'd appreciate it. I don't know what's going on with Facebook, but it's acting up. Here we go. All right. Now, did I talk about this last week or not? Let me make sure first, because I don't want to repeat stories from a week ago. Yeah, I must have. So, well, you already know that Tom Hardy's going to play Venom in a Venom movie. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., of course, you know, is coming back for a fifth season. And it's not going to air to January this time instead of the September, October. Because, of course, they're going to show the Inhumans for the in the fall. And then, of course, Christmas break. So when it comes back in January, it will air and it will go through the entire season without any days off. No weeks of breaks of anything like that. With the exception of maybe, no, we don't have to worry about the election. Because it's not a major, it's not the major election. Now, here's a show that's been on forever. I don't watch it because I'm too afraid. But Supernatural is going to air animated Scooby-Doo episode in season 13. I would have never thought that Supernatural would last 13 seasons because it started off as WB show, then became a CW show when UPN and WB merged, and to that point, their longest running show was Smallville, and that ran 10 seasons. So I figure that's the number that every of these shows would last. But Supernatural up to its 13th season. And it says next season, Supernatural once again blend their titular genre with the show's signature brand and humor by airing an animated homage to Scooby-Doo. Over the years, Supernatural has made a name for itself for not only showing focus on adventure and paranormal, but willing to take bizarre narratives, detours to experiment with the structure of the show. What started as a series following two brothers on a road trip across USA hunting and killing urban legends have evolved into a self-aware satire of the entire genre within which it exists. So that might be interesting to watch when it comes on next year. You know, Scooby-Doo, even though I'm not a Scooby-Doo fan. And there is a leaked footage of the Inhuman trailer. So if you're in the chat room, I'm going to put a link in the chat room right now. You can look at that either right now or when you get a chance. And there was, of course, a trailer that came out that didn't show any scenes, but now we got a leaked trailer that does show some scenes, if it's still available. Now, here's some sad news I want to go over. And it's been a talk all week. And that is that Joss Whedon has stepped down from Justice League, and mainly because he had a family tragedy, which, you know, feel bad for the man, and a lot of people not thinking about himself. I mean, thinking about his family, but just selfishly thinking, hey, I'm glad he's no longer on Justice League. But the thing is, apparently his daughter committed suicide, and so he needed time alone with his wife. Now, of course, I knew it was going to happen. This is a daughter from a first marriage, so, you know, he stepped away. And because of that, Joss Whedon is taking over to finish the Justice League film. Now, there's been talk now that he's been helping to work on this film the whole time. But now, since Zack Snyder is no longer involved, Joss Whedon to take over. Now, I don't know whether that's going to make that a uneven film or whether it improve the film. Whether Whedon just you know, keep a lot of things the way they were because this talks of reshoots. But the main thing is, you know, if you're a Zack Snyder hater, take it easy on the man. I mean, he just had a tragedy and he's still human. You don't have to necessarily care for his movies, but you don't have to be inhuman about him as a person, because it's not like his films are there to, you know, get you upset, and you shouldn't get upset. You don't like his film, fine, but don't take it personally. And as I said before, you know, wish Zack Snyder and his family well. Let's see. And of course, a lot of trailers came out this week. The first one was a new trailer for Orphan Black for the fifth and final season, coming on BBC next month, June 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I can't wait for that. The third Spider-Man trailer came out, and it's a little more geared towards him being a kid as opposed to showing him swinging through town, kicking ass. I'll put a link to that in the chat room here. Yeah, Billionaire Ted, it's a sad tragedy about Zack Snyder. And there's an international trailer, so you get to see some scenes that's not in this regular trailer. So either watch one or the other, or watch them both. Now, if you're listening later and you still haven't seen these trailers, you can go to the What Are You Reading webpage on Facebook, where I have all these trailers linked in, along with all the news. And my favorite trailer of the week, the Despicable Me trailer. Which, here you go, if you're in the chat room, of course. Now, getting back to some news, this is probably going to be a short show, unless I get some calls on Skype. DC Superhero Girls, been out for a couple years now. It was mostly animated shorts on YouTube. But now it's coming to Cartoon Network. It says production is gun on DC Superhero Girls, the all-new animated action comedy series from Warner Brothers based on characters from the DC Entertainment, featuring fresh character designs and storytelling from Emmy Award-winning producer Laura Faust. DC Superhero Girls will be coming to Cartoon Network in 2018. Now, of course, if you want to know who's in the show, there's Wonder Woman, Supergirl, Batgirl, Katana, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn, and a few other female. And you get to see some males, but it's mostly evolved around the superhero girls. And they go to a high school where Amanda Waller is the principal. And, of course, they get into trouble, fight some crime, but, you know, still teenage girls, so I've liked what I've seen of the animated shorts. Let's see if they expand it more for the television audience, and I hope they're doing new episodes and not just rehashing what we've already seen, because then that'll be a waste of my time. The X-Men spinoff, New Mutants, will be a horror movie. Now, I don't know if that's a good way to go or not, but apparently that's the direction they're going to take of the New Mutants. Okay, don't do this to me. Here we go. The upcoming X-Men spinoff, The New Mutants, won't be a typical comic book movie. In an interview with Entertainment Weekly, the New Mutants director Josh Boone revealed the film will go in an unusual hard direction and be like anything in the X-Men movie franchise so far. We're making a full-fledged horror movie set within the X-Men universe, Boone said. There is no costumes. There are no supervillains. We are trying to do something very, very different. Oh, come on now. It's not a good thing to take away the costumes. But anyway, it appears that a lot of inspiration for the film will come from artist Bill Sienkiewicz's work on the New Mutants that started from issue 18, which Boone describes as surreal and impressionistic X-Men series that feels like Stephen King's meet John Hughes. Boone also spoke highly of the studio's interest in taking the X-Men franchise to new direction with upcoming spinoffs, adding, We love that Fox wants to make all these different X-Men spinoffs as dramatically different as they can. And says that the New Mutants will star Game of Thrones actress Macy Williams as Wolfbane. Anna Taylor-Joy will play the mutant Magic. Boone teased the New Mutants lineup last year also experienced to include Moonstar, Sunspot, Cannonball, and Warlock. So, I don't know how many people think that's a good idea to make it into a horror thing. I'm scared of horror stuff, so I don't know. Maybe I have to drop out of this one. But I'm more interested in good storytelling than anything else, and Fox only have a 50-50 record of telling good stories when it comes to the X-Men. I mean, they've done some good work, and they've done some not so good work. And Wolverine's one of them. I'm just trying to see where Anna Taylor-Joy is. I know the name, and for some reason, okay, that's her. Okay, no big deal. I'll look into it later. Speaking of trailers, I forgot a trailer. The Batman Harley Quinn trailer came out this week, in which Batman goes to Harley Quinn for help to stop Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy from destroying things, because that's what villains do, they destroy things. Now, of course, everybody wants a universe for themselves, all because Marvel has opened the door and DC's trying to catch up. And X-Men, Fox wants to do an X-Men universe, and they have a better chance of doing an X-Men universe, but, you know, they've messed around just so many good, I mean, bad X-Men, not the, most of them are good. Of the six X-Men films, four of them are good, in my opinion. Two of them are terrible. The last one wasn't that good. And anybody who says Age of Apocalypse was good, well, if you like special effects over story, okay, I can't argue with you on that, but yeah, after a while, you just tune out because it's just, there's nothing going on but destruction that you can't explain later how half the world gets destroyed, but everything goes back to normal. And then as Wolverine, we got two good Wolverine. No, we got a terrible Wolverine. No, I'm going to strike that because I didn't think X-Men Origin was terrible, but it's not a good movie. It was just borderline average, below average. The Wolverine was a good movie, and then Logan is an excellent movie. So, but, and then of course, Sony, which is another studio, has the Spider-Man rights, and you thought they were smart to say, hey, let Marvel do our Spider-Man 4 and we make the money. But no, they want to make money too on a universe. And they think, well, Spider-Man is the right character for a universe, and they want to use his gallery of characters and rogues. Of course, I mentioned earlier and last week about the Tom Hardy Venom movie. Well, now we're getting a Silver Sable and Black Cat movie, and they have a director, which was director Gina Price Blythewood, and she directed Love and Basketball, Secret Life of Bees, and she'll be directing the movie entitled Silver and Black. And I don't know if anybody cares about a Silver Sable Black Cat movie, because one, if you're a comic book reader, you know who those characters are. Even if you watch the Spider-Man cartoons, but the average person is not going to know. And you haven't even done anything to set them up to say, hey, they're in the Spider-Man universe. I could see if they showed up in the Spider-Man movie and then you spun them off, but they're not. You're not even doing that. And you're just so busy trying to do everybody's busy trying to do universe building without having a universe to actually build. And to build a true universe, you have to connect and link. You know, you don't just, like Marvel, two things about Marvel. One, they were lucky that they didn't have Spider-Man and X-Men, because had they started their studio and they had those properties, you wouldn't have had an Avengers movie. Because they would have been worried about Spider-Man and X-Men. Okay. Eventually, they would have got around to them, but we wouldn't be this far into what we are now with the Avengers universe. The other thing is, they were smart enough not to go with the Avengers first. Like, to set up the other characters that make up the Avengers. You got to know who Tony Stark is. Then you got to know who Thor was. And then you got to know who Captain America was. And then you also had other characters like Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch show up in those other franchises. So you knew who they were coming in too. And then when it all came together, you was like, this is so fucking boss. But it doesn't seem like a lot of these places, a lot of these companies, they're just so rushing to make this combined universe without building it right. And so, I can't say that I'm excited for a Black Cat Silver Sable movie, because I don't even know, one, if they know the characters well enough to get them right. And if they don't know the characters well enough to get them right, I am happy for the director, though, because she has made some good films, and, you know, maybe this will give her a higher profile if she can pull this one off, and it's successful, make money. So that's the only thing I'll be rooting for. But other than that, we'll see. You know, who knows? And my browser's acting up again because of Facebook. So, gotta give that a second. I hope everybody's enjoying their holiday weekend, and they're either at the shore listening to me live, or, you know, going to be going to barbecues this weekend, or just getting some rest and doing some cleaning up. Excuse me. Let me check the chat room. I've been neglecting the chat room. Sorry, chat. Now I got to open up the chat room again. I'm going to see Wonder Woman this week, of course, and we'll give a review on that. And, of course, now this mixer doesn't... Hold up. There are mixed signals. Some are saying this is the best of the DC film. Then one article came out there and said this is worse than Batman versus Superman. And of course, that could be just one person's opinion, because not everybody hated Batman and Superman. So the chat room says, well, you talking about the Hawk films, Billionaire Ted? Because you talking about the films. The Ang Lee Hawk, I don't hate it. It just lacked any action. And, you know, he was trying to make a tragedy, a monster tragedy, and he just didn't step up to the plate. Look, and to me, they didn't have to have, like, him, a monster to fight, but he really should have done a lot more damage to the army, because there are some great Hawk storylines where it's just him taking on the army because they keep coming after him. As far as the second Hawk movie, I loved it. You know, it improved from the first one with him taking on the Abomination, and was hoping to get another one, But the problem is nobody, not a lot of people saw that second film because they didn't care for the first film. And it doesn't look like we're going to be getting a third Hawk film anytime soon, because even though the Hawk's part of the Marvel U, as far as him solo-wise, that's Universal. And I can't figure out what's going on at Universal, why they won't either let... Why won't they let Marvel do a standalone Hawk movie like Sony's doing Spider-Man? It's a win-win. You get money, Marvel gets money. I mean, just think. All right, we're getting the Planet Hawk storyline as part of this Thor Ragnarok. But what if we got a movie where we got the entire Planet Hawk story from the beginning to end, where you know you find out how he got on this other planet and how he's forced to fight all the time in this arena, and how he's just getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and then maybe see him take over the planet. But you know, it's not the right people running these studios, and we're not running them. So, getting to the animated side, now I mentioned the Avengers. Well, guess what? The new season of Avengers coming up, and they're doing Secret Wars. This will be debuting July 17th in a 2-part episode called Avengers No More. Avengers Secret War picks up the following events of Avengers Ultron Revolution. That was this season's Avengers. With Tony Stark missing in action and being trapped in another dimension, the leader and his new cabal uses the opportunity to scatter the Avengers across time and space, causing Black Panther to form a new team. The series of 6 animated shorts will also air on Disney XD beginning June 2nd, reintroducing the audience to the power the new Avengers in flashback sequences. So, they finally going to do another secret. They've done Secret Wars in animated form, because back in the day, on the Spider-Man cartoon, they did a Secret Wars storyline. But of course, they couldn't use Fox, who was doing the animated Spider-Man at the time, couldn't use all the different characters because they couldn't use the X-Men and the Fantastic Four, I believe. Something like that. It was one of those groups they couldn't use. So, it was basically a Secret Wars revolving around Spider-Man being the hero, with a few characters showing up. And let's see. So, set your DVRs for the Avengers Secret Wars anime series, and so you won't miss the shorts leading into the regular series. And I'll be watching that, of course, because now I wish Avengers Assemble did a Secret Wars storyline, because that series was so good. And of course, it went off the air only because Marvel got the rights back to do the Avengers and for themselves, and they went with the Avengers that was more in line with the movie than using the Avengers from the cartoon, I mean from the comic books. And I'm not telling you Wonder Woman's gonna be bad. I'm just telling you these conflicted stories. That some saying it's great, it's the best film so far, and then there's one story saying that it's not as good. I say see for yourself. Don't listen. I know it's not free to go to movies. That's why they have matinees. And you know, let me tell you a little tip and a secret. You know, if you don't have if you don't have one of those theaters that do like the $5-6 a day, which is usually like a Tuesday or Thursday, and you don't want to pay full price, you go to the kiosk machine and you buy the cheapest ticket possible. Now, you could buy a kid's ticket, but more than likely you get caught. But if you buy a senior's ticket, they won't look at it and say, hey, you bought a senior's ticket and you're not a senior. Because the person there, they just look to see what movie it is and they rip it. And they tell you what theater to go to. So if you want to save a couple of bucks, do it that way. But like I said, try to wait to see if there's a $5-6 day and go and check it out for yourself, because you know what you like and what I like are two different things. You know, I like Coke. Some people like Mountain Dew. I think Mountain Dew is putrid. Not allowed to drink Coke these days, but that's another story for another day. So, last story. And then we call this one short because, like I said, there's no calls. Justin Movie gets a sausage party director, Conrad Vernon. Now, I don't know if you saw Sausage Party, which was the adult animated feature about food, finding out that there is no good place to go once you are picked up from the store, that you go to be eaten, and they rebel in the supermarket. If you didn't, you haven't seen it, and I spoiled it for you, I'm sorry. But Jetsons, long time franchise, says according to the Hollywood Reporter, Warner Brothers planned animated Jetsons movie has brought on Conrad Vernon. He also did Monsters vs. Aliens, Shrek 2, which I love Shrek 2. And it's one of my favorites. To develop an eye to... Wait a minute. To develop with an eye to direct, I'm sorry. Vernon recently helmed the Small Smash.com comedy Sausage Party, which took in $140 million worldwide, making it the most commercially successful R-rated animated film of all time. Back in 2015, Matt Lieberman was hired to provide screenplay for the anime Jetsons, which had previously been developed as a live-action movie for, yeah, I was about to say, how come they haven't done a live-action Jetsons? But I guess they figured that the Jetsons won't work as a live-action. I'd rather them do a good animated movie as opposed to doing a crappy live animated feature. Now, one of the things about the Jetsons, it is kind of hard to do a full-length movie, but you do have to do the right story. And you can't just take the stories from the TV show. That's the reason why TV shows are only 20-25 minutes long, because they're short little stories. And then once in a while, you can get away with an hour and a half movie. The Jetsons, you can do it with the Jetsons, but hopefully they'll do it right. And if you didn't notice, the Jetsons aired Sunday nights on ABC from September 23rd, 1962 to March 3rd, 1963. So it was a prime time show. Also, the Flintstones was a primetime animated show when it aired originally. And Johnny Quest was. Those were the days. Now you get the Simpsons and Family Guy as the only cartoons you get on primetime. So, that's my last story for the week. No call-ins from Doom or anybody like that. I guess he's out having barbecue with the fam, which I want to be doing right now, but I should be on the deck of a boat, people. I was going to go down to the Spirit of Philadelphia because they're having a party, but I said, no, I have to come in the air this week. I have to live up to my obligations, so... But now that my obligations are over, let me tell you about the fine program here on Rant Eon Radio. You come back tomorrow for all you sports fans for the Sports Report live at 11:15 with William Morgan. And then Tuesday is a doubleheader. 7 p.m. you get the Shining Wizards live, and then at 9 p.m. you get the Rant live. Thursdays is another episode of Rant Wrestling, and Friday is Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. with Phil Rayer. And I'll be back on the air next Sunday at 5 p.m. for the Whitey Reading Comic Book Show. And I do believe that there is a WWE pay-per-view coming up next weekend. check with the website to make sure, and that's WWE's, which company's doing their pay-per-view. I think it's Raw. So keep an eye out for that, for a pre and post show, which usually starts around 7. And so I'd like to thank those listening live in the chat room and those listening live on the download. And like I said, feel free to call in on Skype and talk to me. And if you need a phone, I'm going to try to get one in the next couple weeks so that I can give you the option of calling in on the phone or calling on your cell phone or the walkie-talkie or the string and can if that's what you need. And you can get more people calling in. But if nobody calls in, when the time comes and I have to renew the number, I just won't. So, having said that, Billy A. Ted, you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stanley, if you're listening and you haven't said it in the chat room, you enjoy your weekend. And for everybody, thanks for listening. See you soon. Peace.